One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Cat Owner Victim from the Off My Chest subreddit and says, "My husband-to-be wants everyone to know I'm not pure." Saying that didn't make me feel good. It's exactly what the title says. I've been with my fiance for 6 years and engaged for the past 8 months. I've been doing most of the wedding planning, but my fiance, let's just call him Ryan, will give his input here and there. So about a month ago, Ryan out of nowhere said he was talking to some of his co-workers and thinks that I shouldn't wear a white dress. This was totally weird to me. Ryan is a very artistic guy, so I figured this was more about how the photos would turn out or something along those lines. But I'm set on wearing white. I told him this and I could see that he was annoyed, but he let it go. 2 weeks ago, I finally picked and paid for my dress and this caused a huge argument. Ryan again came to me very annoyed. He asked to see the dress I picked, but I said no because I wanted it to be a surprise for our wedding day. He asked me to at least tell him what color it was. When I said white, he threw a fit. I honestly do not see why this was a big deal. Almost everyone wears white on their wedding day. When I asked him what color he thought I'd be wearing, he told me that I should wear red. Again, this was super weird to me. I asked him why I would wear red to our wedding, and he told me that brides only wear white when they are pure. For some background, Ryan and I started dating when I was 21, and he just turned 20. He was a virgin when we met, and I only had one other person who was my ex-boyfriend of 4 years throughout high school. This caused a lot of problems in the first year of our relationship and we almost did not continue dating because of how insecure he felt. After that first year, it was never a problem again until now, I guess. He went to his mum about all of this, thinking she would convince me, but she's on my side. So 2 nights ago, Ryan, his mum and I stood in our living room and argued about my sex life being shown in a dress. His mum stated that he is no longer a virgin either, so maybe he should wear red too, and he burst out crying. Ryan is still stating that me wearing a white dress would be deceiving all of the guests and that is different for guys. This all has honestly made me question even marrying him. I don't know if it's just because everything is so fresh, but I'm really disgusted by him. He's not even religious, so I know this is just about him still thinking about me losing my virginity at 18 before I even knew him. I just needed to rant to anyone about how psycho this is. And that is a deal breaker for the relationship right there. This guy wants to punish you for having sex before you met him. That is insane. And if for some bizarre reason you did stay with this guy, what does the future look like for you? Is he going to be bringing this up at other stages of your life as well? Imagine when you have children. What kind of bullshit is he going to come up with his head then? GreyCat17 says, look, if he is this secure after 6 years together, things are not going to improve. Is he going to mention your impurity in his wedding speech? Is he going to try to leverage this in your marriage to get what he wants? Is he going to demand paternity tests for your children? I'd seriously consider what you are signing up for. Dude sounds messed up as fuck. Inevitable Okra says, Jesus, throw the whole man in the bin. For 6 years, he's been planning on getting back at you for not being a virgin at your wedding. I'm petty as fuck and would just stop having sex with him. When he asks why, I would say that since he finds your sexual history so disgusting, he's now part of the history, while you tell him to pack his shit and go and find a virgin at 26. Tow Truck says he's got no idea. The bride wearing white to symbolize virginity was something that dates back to the Renaissance. However, in the majority of Western countries, it has come to symbolize the bride's first wedding, and even that isn't taken seriously by brides on their second or more weddings. The fact that he refuses to back down and that he's offended by his mum suggesting he wear red too shows you that he has a distinct lack of maturity. It's different for guys. That sounds like something you'd hear in an old-fashioned Italian or a Greek wedding, where religion makes a much bigger deal about the bride's virginity than the groom's. He's either showing some kind of insecurity about being sexually inexperienced or trying to assert his dominance. Think very carefully about your future. With all the information you have now, try to picture your life within 5 years from now. I personally think this might be the tip of the iceberg of stupid arguments. As others have said, find somewhere to stay that's away from where you are currently living. Don't tell the fiancé or anyone you can't trust to keep their mouth shut where that is. He can grovel and apologize, but his refusal to back down suggests he thinks you're the one that has to make all of the compromises. A good relationship is all about finding common ground, something he doesn't appear to have a knack for doing. So a year later, OP comes in with her update and says, "This is my update 1 year later on the whole situation. I will start by saying that I did not get married. Ryan made that decision quite easy for me. I remember reading a comment that said I had to already been done with a relationship for me to move on so fast. That statement was very true. As much as I want to be the bigger person and not slander Ryan, he deserves it. I won't get into all of our issues, but there were some big ones that I would like to address. The absolute deal breaker for me has nothing to do with a red dress, but instead was all of his little lies that built up through our entire relationship. Ryan is very smart. I can't take that away from him. We actually met because even though I am a year older than him, he graduated a year before me. We had mutual classes. For someone so smart, he always got caught in dumb lies. As far as I know, he never cheated on me. That was something that I know a lot of people assumed, but even now, I don't believe it. There was never any big lie that caused massive drama, but rather a mountain out of little white lies that always made me question why. He would lie to people about having allergies. He would lie about stopping for food before coming home. He would lie about losing weight. He's a healthy weight and with a very normal build. He would just lie about so many things that did not matter. My issue with this is I had absolutely no trust in the man over literally nothing. I never held him back from doing things, and he never asked permission to do things. So him going out of his way to lie about meaningless things really made me start to resent him. I don't think he ever talked to his co-workers about the dress. I think that was another lie. After telling him I did not want to be together anymore, I asked him about everything that happened surrounding the wedding. I got no real answers out of him, and till this day, I had no real closure. My best assumption is that he got sucked into misogynist forums surrounding purity and made up a story to bring it up to me. Our breakup was pretty nasty since he talked about me a lot online. For the most part, I had support. No one ever reached out to me or threatened me, but it's still annoying having my feed filled with rumors I cheated and broke up our engagement over nothing. There was a lot of name calling as well. Apparently, I'm ran through. I'm fat. I let myself go. I look miserable without him. Eventually, he stopped on his own as I never acknowledged any of it. Even with the online harassment, he never really fought to save our engagement. I was actually hurt by how he seemed equally as ready to part ways. We have no contact with each other at all, but I do know that last month he actually got engaged again. All I know about this girl is that she is 23, a hardcore Catholic, and actually looks very sweet. For her sake, I hope they work out. I do not still talk to Ryan's mum. Sorry to disappoint. She was very kind to me through everything, but for me to continue talking to her would be a bit weird. I still got a happy birthday text and a Merry Christmas. I did have a date 2 weeks after I called off my engagement. That didn't go anywhere and it was never meant to. For me, the date was just to see if I felt any guilt for moving on, which I had none. I had a huge career shift 2 months ago and I'm now living in Philadelphia, far away from all the drama. I'm happy with where I'm at and he seems happy with his life. I don't think I'll ever have to interact with him again. I'm sorry for waiting so long to update. There was just never really a right moment. There are also probably many grammatical errors, but whatever. Anyone is interested, I do have pictures of the dress. I saw a comment directly below this post from Loud Man's Lover who said Ryan should wear brown because he's being a little shit. And I think OP handled this in the best way that they could in that moment, not responding, you know, not acknowledging what he was saying about OP. So he just basically moved on. Part of me was hoping that OP, you know, would just reply to all these people that were harassing OP and just say, you know, here's the story, read for yourself. He wants me to wear red because of this, just to basically give them that virtual slap in the chops, you know. But as they always say in a lot of these stories, that revenge is living your best life. Moving on is the best form of revenge, isn't it? And I'm really glad that it's working out for OP. There's a part of me that feels like really sad about this new fiance of Ryan's. And I always think of these stories like when we see abusive partners, or we see cheaters, and we see various other people. And, you know, people can change, of course. But I always think after these stories, when they've split up and moved on and whatever, that they're going to get with someone else. And I always think, bloody hell, you know, who's gonna end up with that? But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And our next story comes from the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit from Strange Tadpole 3749 and says, Am I the Arsehole Here for not coming to terms with the fact that my wife cheated on me 14 years ago before our marriage? I, 35 male, am married to my wife, 37 female, for 11 years and together for 14. We have a beautiful 7-year-old daughter, and our marriage has been great without any major problems until last year. Last year, I learned that my wife cheated on me before our marriage. One of her friends became religious and confessed her actions to me, which had me confront my wife. She was shocked that I learned it and apologized profusely about her actions. However, she said, it's not something important now because we have been going strong and have a family together. She told me I should come to terms with it since it happened 4 months into being exclusive, and she was a stupid girl out of college back then. My mind told me the same. It happened 14 years ago, and we are happy right now. I decided to forgive her and continue our usual life. Reality was not that great. My mental health took a big hit. I realized it's not something that happened 14 years ago for me. The cheating happened for me when my wife confirmed it. I was less confident, could not have sex with my wife. I could just not get an erection for her. This turned into feeling disgusted being around her. I even took a DNA test and STD test secretly. Thankfully, our daughter is mine and I'm clear of STDs. Then a year of intense individual therapy started for me. I realized I needed to change somehow. I was not the same person I used to be. I also communicated my feelings to my wife, and after pushing for a bit, we started going to couples counseling too. However, at the end of everything, I decided to proceed with divorce. Here are my reasonings. She not only cheated back then, but lied to me for 14 years. She did not confess the action herself. Even though she apologized, she dismissed the fact by saying, it's not important anymore. Young me was robbed of having a choice. Cheating was, and still is, one of the biggest deal breakers for me. If I knew it back then, I would have broke it off. I'm happy with my life and I'm glad that our daughter came to the world. She is the light that shines the brightest for me. One of the biggest reasons I keep living, but I still was robbed of a choice back then. I see an MC could not change our problems and my feelings towards her. It also started affecting my family life, which could affect our daughter. I think our daughter would be better off having us as co-parents instead of living in a broken family environment where consistent arguments are present. Sex life is basically dead for me. We do have sex, but I feel like those women on film slash series that just lay there and look at the ceiling waiting for it to be over. The only difference is that I'm a man. I do not even want non-sexual gestures anymore. Last week, I had a sit down with my wife and explain everything I wrote here in detail. My feelings, reasonings, and some other private things. I've been talking to a lawyer for the last month and papers are almost finalized. 50-50 custody, 50-50 asset sharing, and as amicable as possible. I explained everything thoroughly and clearly to her. She freaked out and had a panic attack. We spent the night at ER. She was begging me to reconsider and not throw away 14 years. However, even though I'd like to stay, it results in us being roommates and a broken family environment for our daughter. Am I in the wrong here? A couple of comments. So KGBJ says, this isn't about being an asshole or not. You're not able to deal with something and this changed your view of someone. Catmo Catmo says, that's the thing. Hope he has tried everything they can to make it work. He didn't throw his hands up in the air and walk out. He tried. He really tried. But you can't make yourself have emotions you don't have. Nor can you let go of ones you're currently feeling. There's no right or wrong here. AW says, this isn't an asshole or not question. You aren't able to love her the way you did before. You no longer trust her. Your relationship is dysfunctional. Therapy didn't help. Calling you or her, after all she's the cheater, an asshole will solve absolutely nothing. All you can do now is make the separation as smooth as possible for your daughter. Jay says, someone else wrote this in a thread months ago and I still remember it. The affair happened 14 years ago for you. It just happened for me. Like she's had 14 years to process and lie about it and then to just let it go. But OP, this just happened. He's still dealing with all of it. And not just the affair, but the 14 years of lying by omission too. It's brand new to him. Also OP, not the arsehole. OP responded saying it happened on a girl's trip they went together. It was confirmed by my wife. Her friend told me she could not hold the secret of sin anymore and decided to confess. About 4 months into being exclusive slash couple, girlfriend and boyfriend, though it's not before being boyfriend and girlfriend. Paper is basically an agreement with blank sections including custody, asset sharing and other marital things. I propose my side to her and she is free to consult with a lawyer to propose her side. Both sides meet and come to an agreement. Then this agreement is proposed to a family court, in case of amicable divorce, to get appointment for the court case. I let her know beforehand that I'm considering divorce and getting the draft agreement ready, so she should also consult with a lawyer. Squarespace asks, how is your wife dealing with all of this? Has the anger presented itself yet, or is she still in denial? Oopie says, she's barely eaten since the ER visit, and still in denial. So OP does update the post and says, firstly, I want to thank everyone for their ideas and input about my situation. Some people reached out to me on Reddit chat to state their opinions and we had long talks. They have been incredibly helpful and I want to thank them especially. Some people asked if we went to counselling together. Yes, we've been visiting a counsellor for over a year now on top of my individual therapy. I understand blowing up a marriage for something happened 14 years ago is not logical. However, my feelings towards my wife got even worse after counselling and therapy. It started with not being able to trust her, converted to not wanting sex, then not wanting non-sexual gestures, and finally, I'm not even comfortable to be in the same space as her. We've been less than roommates in the last couple of months. I do not hate or resent her, but I just cannot shake off the feelings. I would say I forgave her, but it's not about forgiving anymore, when there are no feelings and love. I do not want my daughter to grow up in such an environment. I know how hurtful it can be. I experienced a similar situation with my parents, only the genders reversed. Living in such an environment breaks you as a child and teen. I would have much preferred if my mother just divorced my dad instead of staying for my sake. These being said, I had long talks with my wife this morning. She had not been eating much since visiting ER and I'm concerned for her well-being and safety. Some Redditors who reached out suggested considering separation before proceeding with a divorce and see if my feelings would change. That is very logical, actually. I proposed the idea to my wife and she was happy to hear it. I have an upcoming business trip to Netherlands next week and I'm planning to extend my stay and stay with my sister once I'm back. Wife abruptly suggested one-sided open marriage and I can do what I want on that business trip if it does save the relationship, make us even and change my feelings. I rejected because it has nothing to do with that. Even if it changed something for me, it would devastate her knowing I cheated on her in the future. It's not something easy to get over and not an easy decision. That is all the update. We'll try separation for a while and depending on the result, I'll make my decision. Thank you for all the help and opinions. And the top comments on that one, Horizon said, is telling how quickly, just because you stood up for yourself, she went from telling and what feels like dictating to sudden panic attacks and begging instead. Would it have been different if she had gone straight to begging and contrition earlier? Unijack says, avoid falling for her self-abuse charade, which is intended to make you feel sorry for her. It's an attempt at manipulation. Horizon says again, in quotes, "I understand blowing up a marriage for something that happened 14 years ago is not logical," and says, "It is absolutely logical. As you said yourself, it didn't happen 14 years ago. The lies continued up till present day." And to be honest, I couldn't see this ending any other way. There was a lot of good comments in there, which I won't parrot them, but, and all of it was wrong, but the dismissing feelings on this, you know, after he found out, yes, she apologized, but she said it's not something important now. It's like, come on, man. Why wouldn't that be important? Finding out your wife cheated on you 14 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years. What does it matter? But how would you find yourself in this situation? Would that be a deal breaker for you or not? Maybe you have a different opinion on the matter. Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.